Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Sure, the Super Bowl is just around the corner. The NBA and NHL seasons are lurching toward the postseason, and spring training begins next month. These are all good things. But Bill Littlefield thinks sports are going to the dogs.
Let's start with Lou Devine, the hound that runs people races in Elkmont, Alabama. He was not dogging it in the most recent edition of the Trackless Train Trek Half Marathon last Saturday, finishing a strong seventh in 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 56 seconds. Photos at the finish line confirm Lou Devine's achievement. The time is especially impressive since the dog left the course at various times to play with another dog, visit with some mules and cows, and investigate a dead rabbit. He was not disqualified because, he's a dog. Lou Devine's owner, April Hamlin, took no credit for her dog's performance. "All I did was open the door," she said. But she was just being modest. The dog probably couldn't have opened the door by himself. In other dog-related sports news, or sports-related dog news, on Sunday afternoon, during a game between the Ottawa Senators and the New York Rangers, a young Ottawa fan held up a big sign directed to Senators forward Bobby Ryan. It read, "Bobby, Dad said if you score, we get a puppy." It's not exactly Babe Ruth promising to hit a home run for the kiddies just visited in the hospital, but during these days when so much of the sports-related news is bad, we'll take it, right? Right, because with just under 20 seconds left in the second period, Bobby Ryan scored, meaning the little boy with a sign gets a puppy, unless his dad is a bum. At least one little girl who roots for the Columbus Blue Jackets was apparently paying attention to the Ottawa fan with the sign. She showed up at a game Monday night with a sign of her own. It was directed at Blue Jackets forward Cam Atkinson, number 13, and it read, "Dad said if 13 scores on my birthday, we get a dog." Maybe number 13 was inspired by the look on that little girl's face. In the photo of her, she really looks like she wants a dog. Anyway, Atkinson scored 3 times in that game. Happy birthday, kid. If you have any sense, you won't push your luck and ask for 3 dogs all at once. Where will this lead? Superstition is common among athletes. Will hockey players who haven't scored in a while search out kids to hold up signs urging them to help them get dogs? I'm kind of hoping for it. Kids and dogs are good for each other, and you can't have too many human interest hockey stories.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. We'll have special election year coverage for FIFA, the presidential campaign featuring the would-be presidents of the world's governing body of soccer, is almost as wacky as the presidential race going on here in the States. We'll also hear from one-time Chicago Bulls prospect Jay Williams about his horrific car crash and the missed opportunity to play alongside Michael Jordan. And we'll hear the story of my elevator meeting with a basketball Hall of Famer and what I learned about him on our way up to the 5th floor. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.